Justin Flick back with you. We're talking Troy boys basketball now with head coach Dallas Keller. Troy falls last week in two games since we spoke to Immaculata, 71-58, and then at ACCHS Friday night, 71-31. 71, an unlucky number, coach. I think it's been three of your last four opponents sandwiched in there. You have a victory over Horton, but last week you faced off with two very good basketball teams, obviously, and it seems like those teams certainly shot the ball well against you last week.
They did. They ran their offense extremely well. That was a couple of things that we struggled against was, letting kids cut in front of us. We started playing a little more man-to-man just to try to get the ball out and push the ball up and down the court. It's kind of sped us up a little bit, kind of helped our offense out a little bit. But defensively, we're giving up a few more points, probably about 15 more points or so. And teams are just bigger and stronger than us right now. But, the kids are still playing hard, and they're continually do that all four quarters.
Immaculata made like 25 of 27 free throws in their win, so you couldn't make up any ground then, and then a big first half for ACCHS on Friday. Where do you feel like your team has made the most strides or most improvement? I mean, especially playing so much young kids this year, where do you feel like they've come along the most so far?
Offensively, we've done a much better job here in the last maybe six or seven games, just trying to get better looks, getting the ball inside just a little bit more, and we could do that a lot more to kind of help open everything else up. But offensively, we have made pretty good strides. The freshmen that I'm playing, they've gotten a little better and are capable of getting the ball to the hole and understanding the game a little bit more. We have been settling, a lot for three-point shots. And if we can kind of get away from that and understand that the more you take the ball to the basket, the more times you get to the free throw line. Kind of like that IMAC game IMAC shot probably 15, 16 more free throws than we did. But, they took the ball to the basket whenever they wanted to, and they got to the free throw line because of it. So that's just something that we need to understand is if we can get the ball to the basket, it'll help us out in the long run.
You had a game last night that got canceled against West Platte, your final non-league game wiped out. So now you have just three games left. They are all at home. No game tonight. So Friday night you'll host Jeff County North and then finish up next week against Donovan West and Oskaloosa. And I know it's the time of year you'd love to be finding a way to get a couple wins here in these last three ball games to build a little momentum going into sub-state. You talk about your team still feeling like they're not only giving you the effort but keeping their heads up. What else do you feel like is going to have to happen with these three opponents? And certainly it won't be easy against Jeff County North Friday.
Yeah, we have said all year we just want to try to get better each and every game. And, if we can continue to do that, we have seen great strides here in the last, like I said, 3 weeks. So if we can keep that up, I can see us by, next Friday working our way to where we're feeling pretty comfortable going into sub-state. And I know our record may not show it, but we've had a lot of games where we've been within maybe 10 points and, a couple bad quarters, a couple bad stretches where teams have went on good runs on us. If that hadn't happened, we'd been right in those games at the end of the games. So, I'm just hoping that we're just continually to get better and hopefully defensively we can kind of buckle down a little bit and get a little bit stronger and get a little bit quicker on, on thinking on where the cutter is coming and where the ball is going to go next. We just need to jump with the ball just a little bit quicker. And well, I think we'll be okay in the next couple of weeks.
Well, best of luck here in the final three, Coach. Thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Hey, Coach Dallas Keller of the Troy Boys. The Trojan Locker Room Chat's brought to you each week by John's Market and by the Troy Booster Club.